Thank you very much for being here for my presentation. I'm going to talk about effect of I'm going to talk about larvicidal and anti-feeding activity of sterol carrier protein inhibitor on the Colorado potato beetle. Colorado potato beetle is probably one of the most destructive insect pest species of potato in North America and Europe today. In the absence of control practice, it can completely defoliate potato plants, and consequently, the loss of foliage result in the reduction of marketable yield. However, due to the intensive and long-term insecticide application, Colorado potato beetle has developed resistance to all major insecticide classes. So there is a need to develop alternative insecticide for the suppression of Colorado potato beetle in the future management program. Our lab identified new target site for insecticide development. For just a little bit of background, in insects, cholesterol is very important for survival, growth, and reproduction. It is a structural component of cellular membrane. Also, it is a precursor for insect ecdysteroid hormone. But important thing in here is that insects cannot synthesize cholesterol de novo. So they have to depend on dietary source or symbiotic microbes to provide cholesterol for their physiological need. So far, little has been known about the mechanism of cholesterol uptake in insect species. However, our lab identified several sterol carrier proteins from insect species. Those proteins are supposed to be involved in cholesterol uptake and cholesterol intracellular transportation in some insect species. Also, we have identified sterol carrier protein inhibitor using high-super screening technique from National Cancer Institute 03 Chemical Library in UW Comprehensive Cancer Center. And those chemicals are strongly inhibit the binding of cholesterol to sterol carrier protein. And also, those chemicals have shown strong larvicidal activity against Tobacco hormone and four mosquito species, Aedes aegypti, Aedes albopictus, Culex pipiens, and Anopheles gambier. So in this experiment, we tested the effect of one of sterol carrier protein inhibitor on the Colorado potato beetle. Actually, we examined two types of activity of sterol carrier protein inhibitors. For first, for larvicidal activity bioassay, we provided a potato leaf treated with various concentration of sterol carrier protein inhibitor to just hatch larvae daily. And then mortality and larval development were recorded for 24 days, and mortalities were corrected using Abbott formula. And finally, LC50 values were estimated using Polo PC software. And next, for anti-feeding activity bioassay, we conducted choice tests and non-choice tests. In both experiments, potato leaf disc treated with sterol carrier protein inhibitor were provided to Colorado potato beetle adult, and then allowed them to consume potato leaf disc for 24 hours. And for control group, the potato leaf disc treated with only with ethanol were provided. And the eaten area of leaf disc in the control group and treatment group were measured using Scion Image software. And based on the result from here, we calculated anti-feeding index, where C is the percentage of area in eaten area in control group, and T is the percentage of eaten area in treatment group. For first result, we compare the survival curves on the different concentrations of sterol carrier protein inhibitors using Kaplan-Meier survival analysis and low rank test. And results indicate there were significant differences among survival curves, and p-value was less than 0.01. And as you can see here, for first 3 days, SCPI didn't show acute toxicity. However, after 4 days treatment, the mortality increased rapidly, and larval survival decreased in concentration-dependent manner. In 6 mmol treatment group, larval survival was reduced up to 80% with 10 days treatment and reduced up to 93% with 23 days treatment. However, the first day is time point when the first instar morphed into second instar. So this observation is in agreement with our hypothesis that the inhibition of cholesterol uptake may disrupt the insect molting by reducing the production of ecdysteroid hormone. Also, we estimated LC50 values at different time points, and SCPI didn't show acute toxicity in with a 3 days treatment. We saw it already, and after 4 days treatment, the LC50 value decreased, and it was on 12.42 micromole with 10 days treatment, and only 4.1 micromole with 23 days treatment. And next, we measure the larval developmental duration under different concentrations of sterol carrier protein inhibitors. And as you can see here, there was significant difference in larval duration between control group and treatment group. The larval duration was increased as in concentration-dependent manner, and in 6 mmol treatment, and larval development was delayed from 1.44 to 1.74. Next, also we want to see whether sterol carrier protein inhibitor has any kind of anti-feeding activity against the Colorado potato beetle on potato leaf. In choice test, 58% of leaf area in control leaf area was consumed in control group, whereas in treatment group only 2.5% of leaf area was consumed, and anti-feeding index was 91.79%. And similarly, in non-choice test, 94% leaf area was consumed in control group, whereas in treatment group 71.5% consumed in 60 micromole treatment, and only 4.5% consumed in 6 mmol treatment. An anti-feeding index was 13.53% and 90.83% respectively. So here we can see that a sterol carrier protein inhibitor also has an anti-feeding activity against Colorado potato beetle. In conclusion, our results demonstrate that sterol carrier protein inhibitor showed larvicidal activity against Colorado potato beetle larvae. Also, it has anti-feeding activity against Colorado potato beetle adult. And one more important thing in here is that this chemical compound is originated from plant extract. That means this chemical compound is biodegradable and it has less problems such as environmental pollution. So we believe that this chemical compound has strong potential to be developed as an alternative insecticide for the control of Colorado potato beetle. As usual, I'd like to thank Dr. Russell Groves for assistance and valuable information provided to us. And this project was funded by grants from USDA. Thank you.
Could it be used against other insects, or is it specific to the
So the question was about the specificity of this chemical compound to insect species, right?
Yeah.
And actually we tested a lot of insects, but for now I cannot tell it about that because it is showed a strong larvicidal activity against the mosquito species because this chemical is screened based on the protein from mosquito species. But also we know that this chemical is also highly toxic to tobacco hormone, but tobacco hormone is a Lepidoptera. But in Lepidoptera species, it didn't show any acute toxicity against the gypsy moth and black cobworm. So I think this chemical is not specific. Okay. Okay. Oh. also
pest. Chemical.
A chemical. Also.
The plant is derived from that common
plant. Oh. So actually, this chemical compound is on a patent process, so I cannot talk much about this chemical compound. But for now, I can tell you that this chemical, this chemical compound extracted is widely distributed in Southeast Asian country, but not in U.S.